Hey friends, welcome to my daily update video. It's great to have you here. Recording this on a Sunday morning, just as people are coming into church. We are set for a great Christmas service today, and I am looking forward to Christmas. I really am this year. I know some people get religious about that. Too religious in the way they celebrate it, or really religious and don't celebrate it. But I think every day is a good day to celebrate Jesus. Hey, real quick, in a moment I want to carry on and speak about part three of my little mini series on how to read the Bible. And I want to get really pithy and practical today when I talk about this. A few quick reminders as well. If you are in New England area, we're going to have a Christmas Eve service. So December 24th at 6 p.m. here in Sturbridge Worship Center. And we're just going to worship, give glory to God in the highest. So if you're looking for a non-religious Holy Spirit encounter on Christmas Eve, love to have you here at 6 p.m. Sturbridge Worship Center. Hey, as always, I've got my teaching notes from these videos. You can either get one of these with my notes, or you can download them. And I'm sending them out by email, Substack, on my blog, my website. So link below if you're interested in those. Got a new book out. Still time to get a copy for Christmas. And a big thanks to all of the friends and partners of my ministry. So what I wanted to do today briefly with you is get you thinking about the habits and practices of someone who reads the Bible. I began in video number one, and I'm sure somebody could take offense at that, because I would have at times, saying that we don't want to be those people who delude ourselves. We don't want to deceive ourselves. We don't want to be the people who think we love the Bible, and yet when we actually look at how much time we've spent with the Bible in the last 24 hours, we haven't actually spent any, and we're living in this sort of self-deception, delusion, but we're not trying to lie. We want to. We intend to. Most people didn't spend any time reading the Bible yesterday, but they really plan to tomorrow. Of course, tomorrow will quickly, in 2 days' time, become yesterday. So my point is, you've got to actually have a plan to do this. And let me give you some real pithy, practical things that will help you in doing this. That's what I want to cover today. Number one, I would start with a time. I'm talking about a time of day, a time and a place where you will read your Bible. That's simple. And again, we all have different lives. We are all different commitments, different things we've got to do. And I accept and completely agree with that. I would never rebuke anybody for that. But, you know, find a time. I would say ideally find a time alone with a good chair, notepad, pen, those kind of things. But if you don't have a time you plan to read your Bible, you're planning not to read your Bible. If I came to you and said, when do you plan to read your Bible tomorrow? And you don't actually have a real specific time, then you're planning not to do that. So I would say, carve out that time, decide that time. Time is not logical, time is not mathematical. It could be represented mathematically, but literally God can put eternity in your time. God stretched time for Joshua and gave him a 30-hour day, and God can put eternity in your time. So I would encourage you, carve out a time at the beginning of the day where you're going to spend some time with the Bible. And I would say, start small. It's great to say, I'm going to spend 5 hours a day reading the Bible. For some people, literally spending 5 minutes, but being consistent in doing it and finding that it's actually really great. Has somebody ever tried to give you some food you are wary of, you've never tasted, you're a little bit suspicious of, and you're like, I don't know about this, and they just say, take one bite. And I encourage you to taste and see the Lord is good. So if you come to God and just give him a little 5 minutes of every day, you know, most people's lives would be changed if they gave God 5 minutes of every day in 2026 and started there. And quickly, they'll enjoy it so much that 5 minutes will stretch and grow and become something else. So have a time, have a place. Now again, I know and I accept and I do this. You can read your Bible on a plane and driving in a car with an audiobook. You know, there's many things in a cafe. There's many different ways of doing that. I would actually say find a habit, find a place you like to be. Find a place you're not distracted. Find a place where you can develop the habit of being in that place. I mean, I actually have some music I usually put on when I read the Bible. It's the same music I played for 15 years, just this really peaceful, spirit-filled piano music. I'll hook you up if you like. Ask me in the comments. But my point would be create habits and sort of trigger habits like Pavlovian dogs. Create circumstances, environments, habits, places you are that you go, this is my Jesus time. Good. Thirdly, and I'll finish with this one today, there are many different tools, and I want to speak about this more in the next video, but I would say have a Bible you actually like. Now, again, I'm going to upset some people here. I have every electronic thing out there, and I really use them. I use Kindle, I preach from an iPad, use all of these kind of things, but there's nothing like having a tactile Bible that you can hold in your hand. And this is just me. I'm probably a prosperity preacher, but I would say get a really good one. Get one that, you know, why not spend a couple of $100 on a Bible? It will not break you. Believe God for the money. Ask me if you're really poor. I mean, get a Bible that you actually like, that when you hold it, you feel good. Is that spiritual? No, not at all. But you are spiritual, and you actually enjoying the experience of reading your Bible is spiritual. And I would say when you get that one Bible, I would begin underlining it, putting stars next to it, making notes. Try to find a way, if you can, of doing that in a neat fashion. But my point, leave your mark upon that. God won't give you everything at one sitting. So when you read the Bible, engage with it, underline things, do something with it. The more you put into this, the more you will get out of this. Guys, I've got to run. I'm leading worship here this morning, but I encourage you to begin that journey today or tomorrow. Decide, hey, I'm going to set my alarm 15 minutes early. I'm going to get my Bible out and just begin. And in a way, be okay if you're bored. Just begin reading the Gospels. And if you will take a step towards God, He'll take 10,000 towards you. Selah. Thanks for watching, guys. Hey, I hope to see some of you this Christmas season. I want to think of joining us at 6 p.m. this coming Wednesday, December 24th. God bless you.